Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
Comes in the morning. This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Berlin is one of our greatest songwriters, and What'll I Do is one of his greatest songs. So two questions to consider. How'd he get to it, and where'd it take him? Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
During his early years as a songwriter, Irving Berlin was known as the king of ragtime, even though he'd never written a rag. Maybe he was the king of ragtime songs, not exactly the same thing. But even at the start, he was writing love songs in addition to raggy dance tunes. They were bouncy and flirtatious and often comic, but in that less introspective time, he was learning to write about romance and its pitfalls. Joan Morris with William Bolcom with the 1910 Call Me Up Some Rainy Afternoon, and Ben Sears with the 1911 When It Rains, Sweetheart, When It Rains.
Nellie Green met Harry Lee at a masquerade the other night. He liked she and she liked he, just a case of love at single sight. He took Nellie home that eve, also took the number of her phone. Just before he took his leave, Nellie whispered in the cutest tone, "Call me up some rainy afternoon. I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye." He looked wise, then looked for rain. Sure enough, it rained that Saturday. "Give me 3, 4, 5, 6 main. Nellie, dear, prepare, I'm on my way." When he rang the front door bell, no one there responded to his call. Soon he heard his pretty Nell singing to somebody in the hall. "Call me up some rainy afternoon. I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon."
"So you want me to say that I love you in the words of a storybook man? Little girl, what you ask is indeed quite a task. Playing hero is more than I can. I'm a stranger with flowery speeches. As a poet, I never could learn. All that I ask of you is to love me. This is all I can say in return. I'll make every Monday a Sunday. I'll cover a wrong with a right. I'll still wear a smile in the morning, a smile that I wore last night. I'll stick when the sunshine has vanished and darkness is all that remains. I'll hold an umbrella up over your head when it rains, sweetheart, when it rains."
Balcom and Morris call me up some rainy afternoon, and Ben Sears, When It Rains, Sweetheart, When It Rains. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Irving Berlin wrote his first song in 1907 and his first hit in 1909. In 1912, he married Dorothy Getz, and 6 months later, she died of typhus. Her loss devastated him. He found he could no longer write. Eventually, he was able to write a song that helped him shake off his grief and begin to work again. Tony Bennett sings the mournful, When I Lost You.
I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heaven of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Although When I Lost You was the most melancholy ballad Berlin had yet written, he immediately returned to the ragtime songs that continued to be his bread and butter for another decade. He quickly turned out one of his best and most important ragtime tunes, as if to demonstrate to himself that he could still do it. Max Morath, When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama.
I've had a mighty busy day. I've had to pack my things away. Now I'm going to give the landlord back his key. That very key that opened up my dreary flat, where many weary nights I sat, thinking of the folks down home who think of me. You can bet you'll find me singing happily when the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama. I'll be right there, I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That takes me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I'll be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for when the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, I'll be right there, I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That takes me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I'll be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
Max Morath, When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. Up until that point, and for several years to follow, Berlin's love songs were often comic rather than romantic, extended jokes that told a story we could follow with ease. Love was a happy-go-lucky game, and the rhythm ballad was a perfect setting for it. Ben Sears with the 1920, But She's Just a Little Bit Crazy About Her Husband.
Are feeling blue. Seems they don't know what to do. One little wonderful girl set all their hearts in a whirl. Ever since she came to town, she has turned things upside down. They'd love to speak of romance, but they never get the chance. She's so beautiful, oh so beautiful, but she's just the least bit crazy. She's so wonderful, oh so wonderful, but she's a nut, she's a nut. She looks like Tiffany's window, and she's got her jewels on. In her limousine, she looks like a queen, but she's just a little bit gone. All the boys in town follow her around, but she doesn't seem to know it. They have never met, for they never get an invitation to call. She's got a husband who is 80 years old. He's got a million and a terrible cold. She's just a little bit crazy about her husband, that's all. Other girls in town wear a rather jealous frown. She has upset their affairs, taken the boys unawares. Still the boys are feeling blue. They are puzzled what to do. Her beauty drives them insane. Still they pursue her in vain. She's so beautiful, oh so beautiful, but she's just the least bit crazy. She's so wonderful, oh so wonderful, but she's a nut, she's a nut. She looks like Tiffany's window, and she's got her jewels on. In her limousine, she looks like a queen, but she's just a little bit gone. All the boys in town follow her around, but she doesn't seem to know it. They have never met, for they never get an invitation to call. She's got a husband who is 80 years old. He's got a million and a terrible cold. She's just a little bit crazy about her husband. That's all.
Ben Sears, But She's Just a Little Bit Crazy About Her Husband. 10 years later, Berlin was still writing ragtime songs, but with greater mastery and sophistication. He could cram the syllables into a syncopated melody that lifted you out of your seat. And only a year later, he wrote one of the Roaring Twenties quintessential songs that leaped past ragtime without losing any of its drive, its syncopation, or its tightly packed words. From the Music Box Review of 1921, Cliff Edwards' Everybody's Step, and from the Music Box Review of 1922, Joan Morris, Pack Up Your Sins.
Say everybody step to the syncopated rhythm as they go with them when they begin. He's the best professor in all the land. Listen to the pep that emerges from the middle of his swinging fiddle under his chin. Oh, what music! The clarinetter could not be better. Hear that strain? I don't know just what it is, but it's great. Look at him doing it. Look at him ruining it. Come, come, don't hesitate. Everybody step if you want to see a glutton when it comes to strutting over the ground. Wait till you see my little sweetie and me. Step, step, stepping around. Oh,
step, the two step, the one, two, three, and the four step. You're stepping my step, stepping up and down the old step ladder. There's the left step and the right step, the very loose step and the tight step. But the best step that I know is the step full of pep says go. But it's great. Look at them doing it, look at them ruining it. Come, come, don't hesitate. Everybody step if you want to see a glutton when it comes to strutting over the ground. When you see my little sweetie and me, step, step, step. Look at her step, 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 stepping around.
Oh, I got a message from below. 'Twas from a man I used to know about a year or so ago before he departed. He is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you get heavy-hearted, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz bands, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all. If you care to dwell where the weather is hot, H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot. If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare. All the nice people are there. They come there from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil. Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band. And his band came from Alabama with a melody hot. No one gives a damn if it's music or not. Satan's melody makes you want to dance forever and you never have to go to bed at all.
Cliff Edwards, Everybody Step, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom, Pack Up Your Sins. Pack Up Your Sins is one of several Berlin tunes with a distinctive rhythm you find in no other song. It's the sort of thing you expect from George Gershwin rather than Irving Berlin, but Berlin did it again a decade later, in the 1930s, a latter-day ragtime song with the feel of the streets and its driving syncopation. It was in this kind of frenetic Manhattan that Berlin would write a kind of song that was new for him. But first, Jeffrey Denman, Manhattan Madness.
Thank you. Manhattan, Manhattan, Manhattan madness. You've got me at last. I'm like a fly upon a steeple, watching 7 million people do a rhythm that draws me with them. Manhattan, 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 Manhattan madness. You're going too fast. I'm like a baby on a rocker, watching Father Knickerbocker being busy. I'm getting dizzy. When shadows creep in my bed, I tumble, but never sleep, for I hear the rumble in the street, the tramping of feet that haunt me the whole night long. And through the day, I'm watching the drama that people play in your panorama, and I hear in tones very clear the sound of your restless song. Subways below and trains above racing, packed with humanity. Taxis and trucks and trolley cars chasing, busy as they can be. Steaming machines and riveters grating motors instead of men. Buildings go up with wrecking crews waiting to tear them down again. Newsies that shout sensational headlines, peddlers with things to sell. Noisy cafes and whispering red lines, children that scream and yell. Whistles and bells and siren horns blowing, pistols that crack and roar. Traffic that stops and goes without knowing what's all the shooting for. Manhattan, Manhattan, Manhattan madness. You've got me at last. I'm like a fly upon a steeple, watching 7 million people do a rhythm that draws me with awe.
From the 1932 score to Face the Music, Jeffrey Denman, Manhattan Madness. Irving Berlin once said that every time he looked around and saw there weren't many ballads, he wrote one. After World War I ended, tastes began to change. Ragtime was old hat. No one was quite sure where popular interest would go, but Berlin sensed that ballads would become popular once again. He wrote what he called a sob song, one of his earliest, but he also hedged his bet by setting the lyric to a syncopated melody. Berlin combined a sob song with a rhythm ballad to create something sweet and sad. He was finding his way, combining simplicity and emotionalism in a way that defined so much of his later work. Eileen Stanley, All by Myself.
Thank you. on the hook in almost every drugstore. Why don't somebody bother to look? My central tells me all day long, sorry, the number is wrong. All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I never have any sweetheart call on me. The four walls seem to be my only company. All by myself, it's so dreary, watching the clock on the shelf. There must be someone knows the loving I could be giving, yet I keep on living all by myself.
Eileen Stanley with the 1921 All By Myself. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the early 20s, Berlin stopped writing for the Ziegfeld Follies, but still thought of himself mainly as a songwriter for revues. He and his producing partner, Sam Harris, built a new theater, the Music Box, that would house an annual Music Box review to compete with the Follies, the Vanities, and the Scandals, but with a score only and entirely by Berlin. As he moved from All By Myself, he began to write a series of slow waltzes, melancholy in feel and in content, that seemed to fly against the dominant mood of the decade, but soon became great standards. He had found a way to slow tempo, yet still propel the song forward. Triplets, he said, it's all in the triplets. The first and arguably the greatest of these songs, introduced in the Music Box Review of 1923. Patrick Mason, What'll I Do?
Gone is the romance that once was divine. 'Tis broken and cannot be mended. You must go your way, and I must go mine. But now that our love dreams have ended, what'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? Do you remember a night filled with bliss? Softly this descending. Your lips and my lips were tied with a kiss with an unhappy ending. What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do? When I am wondering who is kissing you, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles?
Patrick Mason, What'll I Do? By now, Berlin was one of the giants of what would come to be called the Great American Songbook. He could write any kind of song, and did, but he kept coming back to the melancholy slow waltz. Perhaps, beginning with All by Myself, these songs carried the residue of his loss of Dorothy Goetz. Certainly their simplicity, their easily overlooked mastery and confidence, and their familiarity gave them a level of believability rare in romantic ballads. From 1925, Joan Morris with William Bolcom, All Alone and Remember.
Just like a melody that lingers on, you seem to haunt me night and day. I never realized till you had gone how much I cared about you. I can't live without you. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring.
Yeah.
after a while, a longing to forget. One little heartache left as a token, one little plaything carelessly broken. Remember the night you said,
Joan Morris, All Alone, and Remember. 3 years later, in 1928, Berlin wrote one final slow waltz to complete the sequence of four songs. This one was less successful, though no less fine. The flapper was in full flower, and the jazz age in full voice. People had also discovered the urban blues and its offspring, the torch ballad. But Berlin hadn't lost his touch for melancholy made lucid, simple, and convincing. It was a mastery he never lost. You have only to look ahead to see. Judy Garland with the 1928 How About Me, and Annette Hanshaw with the 1932 Say It Isn't So.
Too long I held you close to my heart. Too much I loved you right from the start. Too soon you vanished out of my dreams. Too late to start all over, it seems. Over, all over, its arms about you. But how about me? You'll find somebody new. But what am I to do? I'll still remember you when you have forgotten.
People from talking, and they're talking, my dear, and the things they're saying fill my heart with fear. Now I could never believe them when they say you're untrue. I know that they're mistaken, still I want to hear it from you. Say it isn't so, say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, oh, say it isn't so. Before you leave me, say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. Please tell me, sweetheart, that what they're saying just isn't so.
Judy Garland, How About Me, and Annette Hanshaw, Say It Isn't So. In the midst of all this melancholy, after more than a decade of grief and its aftermath, Berlin fell in love with Ellen Mackey, a New York socialite. When they married, he wrote another slow waltz with an entirely different mood. It was for Ellen, and so are its royalties. The song earned her $2 million. Rosemary Clooney sings Always.
Mm-hmm. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. For just an hour, and not for just a day, not for just a year, but be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, just a year, but always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Rosemary Clooney, Always. Rhythm songs were a perfect setting for flappers and it girls, and Berlin wrote his share through the 1920s. But he'd learned to complicate his songs emotionally without losing any of his defining simplicity and clarity. He was now creating shades of emotion that gave obvious songs a more ambiguous quality. On one hand, a flapper song, on the other, a Pollyanna song that still retains, at the very least, a trace of the blues. Two songs from 1927, Ruth Etting, It All Belongs to Me, and Al Jolson, Blue Skies.
Take a look at the flower in my buttonhole. Take a look, say, and ask me why it's there. Can't you see that I'm all dressed up to take a stroll? Can't you tell that there's something in the air? I've got a date, can hardly wait. I'd like to bet she won't be late. Here she comes, come on and meet. 100 pounds of what is mighty sweet, and it all belongs to me. disposition like a sugar bowl, and it all belongs to me. That pretty baby face, that bunch of style and grace, should be in Tiffany's window in a platinum jewel case. Hey there you, you'll get in Dutch, I'll let you look, but then you mustn't touch, for it all belongs to me.
Edding, It All Belongs to Me, and Al Jolson, Blue Skies. If All by Myself was the fulcrum between Irving Berlin's early career and what followed, then What'll I Do was his first mature ballad. It defined what All by Myself made possible. It wasn't Berlin's first important song or first great song, but it was his first defining ballad. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.